football. So us, we take every game one at a time. And, you know, they're a different team for sure. So it's basically getting ready for them.
The Coliseum is unlike any other environment you guys enter into. Get any juice off those fans, that hostile crowd?
I think we get juice anywhere we go, and it's just a different type of crowd. You know, they got, you know, history with, you know, they're a different type of crowd. We just want to go in and get a win.
Think you're different. Jack knows you guys real well. Knows the offense, knows Peyton. I mean, went against you day in and day out. Think that'll make a difference in this game?
I don't think so. It's a new offense, new faces, new team. So, you know, we're going to go out and try to execute at our best and, you know, see what he got.
What about going against his defense?
He just answered that for you. We went against him a lot, but like I said, they got new players, new faces. So, you know, we're gonna keep watching film and see what we can find to help our offense out. And they got some good guys over there.
From what you've seen, does it look similar to what's being run here last year?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. You know, just different faces. You got two good edge guys. You got a great safety in the backfield, middle of the field. So, you know, we look forward to it.
Everyone's focus been on the offense and gelling and that type of things, but you guys are 4-0. I mean, how does that feel as a player?
Feel great to be 4-0 right now. Can't get no better, you know. So we wanted to select a few teams that's 4-0, so, you know, we're going to work towards 5-0, and that's all that we can do right now.
Demaryius, having a quarterback Peyton's age isn't that crazy. But when you look across the field and you'll see a guy that beat him out for the Heisman still playing at a high level in Charles Woodson, well, what do you make of that, and how big a fan were you of his growing up?
I can't even tell. I wasn't really a fan of him. I didn't even watch football like that. So, but he is a great player. You know, he's been doing it a long time. He still can run around and make a lot of plays. It's, you know, we just got to know he at all times on the field, because he's been making plays this year, been making plays since we've been playing against him. So, you know, of course we got our eyes on that guy.
You've been playing a while. Can you imagine playing in your 18th season? What that would feel like physically?
I wouldn't even know. You know, I would play two different positions. You know. I'm a bigger guy, so I wouldn't have an. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, just 18 years.
That's a long time.
What's it with you guys and being on the road in the division? This ridiculous streak you guys have. Knowing it's a division game, you get geared up for more. Or is it the division being down? A combination.
I think so. It's a little more about, you know. Of course, we want to go and win all the away games. You know, away teams. But when it comes to division, we want to be number one. So. Whoever we playing away, that's another division. We try our best to go out and win that game.
You guys are already up 2 on everyone else. Do you look at this as, I mean, you can, this early in the season, really start putting your foot down?
Yeah, it'd be big for us to go and get a win, especially Dell. Then, you know, the rest of the guys have to come here that we already played at their hometown. So, you know, it's real big this week.
Maris, what's it been like to be on the sideline and watch your defense this year? That 11 takeaways, 18 sacks. Is it kind of like you don't want to take your eyes off these guys?
I never do. I'm always, you know, have some in my head, okay, they about to get a turnover, that it's going to be a pick or it's going to be a turnover. So I always got my eyes, it's either Vaughn or D-Well, Akeem, Chris. It's always somebody to watch. So, you know, I enjoy it, but I also enjoy being on the field. So when they get the ball back, I'll be happy.
You're the guy, everybody says, all the players say, well, DT was saying right before that play, there's going to be a fumble. Are you predicting every play? Or
sometimes I do. Sometimes. I know I'm 1-0 right now, Kansas City, when they fumble. So. You know, I ain't had none since then, but, you know, they've been doing a great job.
But you're not just up there every play predicting an interception or a fumble, because then when they get it, you're like, oh, see, I was right. You're picking your spots.
Yeah, I pick them. I don't pick them every time. It's just certain spots.
BT, you mentioned how nice it is to be 4-0, but with this offense, what's the kind of attitude and dynamic in meeting games? Is there still a little bit of frustration not being able to put that full effort together in a full game, or is there a sense of urgency there, do you think?
I don't think so. We know what we got to do. The main thing is, you know, taking care of the ball, you know, with penalty-wise and turnovers. If we can do that, I think we can get something going, because the past 2 weeks, it wasn't too bad. We had turnovers here and there, but, you know, I think the guys are coming along. We're getting together. It's more about just, you know, taking care of the ball and putting up more points.
Is this progress in the offense about what you expected, or is it moving a little faster or slower? The progress in the offense moving forward as a unit.
I think it's moving forward, you know, right at the right time, you know. Just like I said, we just take care of the ball more, minus the penalties, and we should be fine.
Thanks, man.